so be good, for goodness sake. Whoa, somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Oh, yeah, Bill Murray, love that guy. This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network, via the Paranormal and New Age feed. And the topic is something big. Thanks for the responses. I'm seeing the thread, you know, and how much the Doggy Got podcast out there. And, I certainly appreciate it. You know, let's talk about it. I mean, it's before too long, this will be old news, right? So we might as well make the most of it now. I really like how much is the Doggies podcast. I just wanted to come back with a few things. I just love the analogies, by the way. But, here's some things, some points. I don't think that something big is necessarily something bad, or I would have called it something bad. I just know it's something big and momentous, and of course, I can be wrong about that. But I like your point. It's like, yeah, why so much gloom and doom? I have theories on that. I think one of them is, well, maybe because so much of history has been gloom and doom. I mean, look at the history of the human race on this planet. Hey, there's a lot of gloom and doom back there. A lot of bad things have happened to people over the years. And this whole business of interesting times, well, if you look back, they all were. I mean, we live in interesting times, but so did everyone else. There's always something going on. So I'm not so sure this is necessarily that much different from the historical mean, if you will, for human experience. I like the jockey and racehorse analogy. It's like, yeah, we're being ridden indeed. And what will it take to shake them off? Well, invariably, turmoil. So, if we want to do something about the powers that be, the jockeys that are riding the horses that we are, it's not going to happen on its own. Now, I'm not out there saying, oh, yeah, ooh, revolution, fight the oppressors, because you know what? Most of the people that are saying that are being used. They're being tools themselves. So, it's a tricky business. The most valuable piece of advice I think I can give is just be yourself, look within, and use your own discernment. And watch out for people that are trying to scare you, which, by the way, is not what I'm trying to do with this whole something big business. I don't think this is anything to be afraid of. That doesn't mean it isn't going to be big, but and it maybe looks scary, but scary is a relative thing. I like the observer's observation about Magic the Reluctant Prophet, and or perhaps another way to put it, worst prophet ever. Enough said. Benevolent Heretic mentioned the Do You Feel the Urgency thread. And notice how much fear, uncertainty, and doubt prevails, by the way, when people are talking about this, the urgency and a sense of dread. And man, I know that feeling well. I've lived with it all my life. Actually, ironically enough, I don't really have it now. I used to be afraid all the time, but now I don't. I'm not really afraid of this. So my thinking is the way to counter fear, uncertainty, and doubt is with love, confidence, and hope. And think about it. These things feel good. I mean, fear, uncertainty, and doubt feel bad. Love, confidence, and hope feel good. I don't think that's an accident. And, that's kind of a theme that I'm finding in my meditations and pretty much just about everything I'm doing these days, is that we have a choice. We have a choice regarding how we respond to the world around us. And we can respond with fear, uncertainty, and doubt, or we can respond with love, confidence, and hope. And the choice is entirely ours. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking you don't have that kind of choice. Couldn't hoit, right? Yarkafin. Yeah, sweet deal. Yeah. Well, nothing's free. this whole prophecy business makes me feel like such a tool. So I don't know. I'm not sure it's that sweet a deal. And I'm just hoping to put all this nonsense behind me sooner rather than later. World Watcher. I recommend meditating on all this and keep your mental ears open for hints. I kind of think along the lines of Master Yoda and his meditations, we may get hints or we may not, or as Yoda might put it, the shroud of the dark side covers all. Impossible to see, the future is. And if Master Yoda can't see the future, why do we think we can, right? And I don't think we should live in fear of the future. I also don't think it's necessarily possible to see the future. Not really. I mean, my whole theory is that if I'm actually predicting anything with accuracy, which definitely has not been established, it's because of my memories, not because I have some special portal into the future. You know, you got to think about it. If people really can't accurately see the future, then that is the strongest indication that we have no actual volition, that we're just you know, cogs in the grand machine of fate. And, you know, I suspect that could be true to a certain extent, but I have to believe, or at least want to believe, that there's a little more to it than that, that we really do have volition. Now, that volition, of course, is colored by the fact that we don't have control over the over what we know, not really. I mean, our environments, everything else, are products of our interactions with one another. So it's really not just individual volition, but our volition as a collective, if you will. But I'll get into that, I guess, in another ramblecast. You know, my sense of something big on December 21st is just a sense. It's not, you know, some grand visions, you know, angels didn't come down from heaven and hand me a note. It's nothing like that. It's just this feeling that there's something momentous that's going to happen on that day. And maybe not the 21st, maybe the 22nd, you know, maybe around there. I like to put a lot of fudge factor on my predictions because, I mean, aside from being a cop-out maybe, I don't think I'm all that accurate. I don't think I'm accurate enough. I don't, you know, voices from God don't tell me this stuff. I don't speak with any authority other than just what, you know, just me, you know, just me, and this is what I'm saying. You know, as a little a verbal affectation around here, it's just saying, you know, just saying. and hey, I'm wrong far more often than I'm right. And the greatest liberation for me has been learning to accept that. Now that I give myself permission to be wrong, you know, life's good. and you know, I expect many terrible things to happen in this century. You know, we're talking nukes, we're talking mass die-offs of various kinds. And there's this whole thing with ill winds and poison winds and a lot of people being killed like that, you know, in on a scale that's going to make Bhopal look tiny. These are not, you know, most of what I predict is pretty gloomy stuff, but I don't see any of this as the end of the world. You know, people talk about 2012 as the end of the Mayan calendar and theoretically then the end of the world. But actually, if you look, the Mayan calendar doesn't end there, just this epic of a Mayan calendar. It's actually, if you look at it from the Mayan calendar point of view, a new beginning. And that's the way I look at it. I don't see what's coming as the end of all things. I see them as the birth pains of something much better to come. So if, you know, I guess you could say, oh, yeah, magic's prophet of doom. Well, no, not really. I'm very optimistic on the long term. But, yeah, on the short term, it's going to suck. It's really going to suck. But not the end of the world. So, you know, what I see coming after that is very encouraging. This is just me rambling, okay? So, you know, disclaimers galore here. But what I see coming after that are times of real magic where we realize who we really are, which is children of our Creator and creators in training ourselves. And I think we might actually have memories. You know, all these things we think of as myths of swords and sorcery and magic spells and stuff like that. Those may be memories of times like this in the past cycle of existence where we did have magical powers and we actually can create things around us. We start learning to take control of our environments. Now, you know, I know it sounds crazy and, hey, maybe psychiatrists, we call that magical thinking. Sure, but you know what? If you live in a world where magic is possible, then magical thinking actually makes a lot of sense. But I guess we'll see. You know, I could be dead wrong about all this, and if so, fine. It still works for me. You know, and again, here's one of my ways of dealing with this whole end of the world business. Every day is the end of the world, you know, and that's, I think, a good way to look at it. Every day is the end of the world. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I advise facing the future not with fear, but with hope, because there's always hope. And anyone who says otherwise is a liar. Oh, and Mr. Whoopi, I just saw your response to the thread, and I think you're onto something. I mean, yeah, you know, this could be a cause for celebration, and I don't know. I just know it's something, and again, I don't even know that for sure, but I do recommend keeping an open mind about what's coming. And hey, don't forget, if I'm right, and we're truly immortal, because I don't think any of us can actually be destroyed as spirits, then a little temporary death ain't no big thing. Something big is coming. Whether it's coming on the 21st, I can't be sure. But something big is coming. At some point, it's going to be here. And I'm saying that's not necessarily a bad thing. Be well, friends.